we were just driving down the lane in the car, and there was this flap, 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 and just, you know, when you see a barn owl, you just never forget it. It's just such a dramatic, fantastic bird. Oh, it just saw the slow flap of the wings, and under the headlights of the car, you could see the white. And we're all getting very excited then and shouting, "Stop the car! Look, look, it's a barn owl!" I think there was one on the farm about 15 years ago, but there hasn't been one since. So to have that come back was fantastic. My name is Donna Mullen, and I live on Golishane Farm Nature Reserve in County Meath, North County Meath. I've been here 20 years. We came to visit the place, fell in love with it, and bought it 2 days later. We absolutely love it. It's a little piece of paradise here. The sound that we're hearing in the background is starlings, and you can hear them up in the trees there. They're just magnificent, and this is in our birdseed crop that we planted for glass, so obviously it's doing its bit for the starlings. And the other thing actually that we had the first time ever last year, obviously the birdseed crop brings mice, and we had our first barn owl. So that's so exciting. So every year we pick one animal and we try and make everything perfect for it. So just one animal, because this year it's going to be the barn owl. So you can see behind you there's old disused telegraph poles. So we're going to put barn owl boxes up on them. So this farm is mostly biomass, willow and forestry. We've 12 acres of ash and alder forestry. And then we put in a really big pond. It's an acre of a pond. We have 8 acres of biomass willow. We have quite a few acres of grass for grazing. We have horses. And then we have some birdseed as well. We have some the birdseed crop under glass. So we've 7.5 acres of that. We're just crazy about wildlife. Myself and my husband actually met at a bat group meeting. So we really just want to get as much wildlife in as possible, and also just to leave the land in a better state than when we got it. We're going to have a look at an artificial badger set that we put in with the neighbours. We decided that we'd put in an artificial set to encourage more badgers to live on the land here. They're just magnificent creatures. They're just so lovely. And I mean, we've very little in the way of large mammals in Ireland. And, you know, it's amazing that with kids and that when you're talking to them, they know what a lion looks like or, you know, what some African animal looks like. But very few of them have ever seen a badger, except dead on the road, you know, which kind of, it loses a bit of its glamour then. Well, we're here in the corner of the field, and there's a little bit of bramble behind, and in front of us is an odd looking pipe sticking out of the ground, and it's for our artificial set is directly under the pipe. We have the pipe sticking up with a bit of plastic on top so that if a badger moves in, we'd be able to drop a little GoPro camera down there and we'd be able to film them. So we're at the front of the set entrance. So it's basically a piece of waven pipe about 1.5 feet in circumference. And it leads in underground, has all the muck piled up on top of it, and leads in underground to a big box, which we all stuffed with hay. And then we cover the whole thing in mud. And where the pipes are where the chambers are. Oh, we hope that the badgers will move in. It's a nice, safe place. It's dry. It's warm. It's built into the hill. The hill is actually quite stony here, so there's not a lot of places that badgers can live. We're doing this because we're not lucky enough to have badgers actually on our farm. They walk through, but they aren't living here. You know, a lot of people may have them on their farm themselves. And, you know, I just think, you know, when you have something like that, you're just so lucky, you know, just really do your best to preserve it and fence it off from the cattle. I think you can marry both farming and the environment together. And It just, I mean, when you're looking at the statistics on what's happening to nature, like, it's just catastrophic what we're facing. They're saying that there's about 30,000 species of plants and animals in Ireland. About 10% of them are recorded and checked on, you know. And of that 10%, one in five of those species is under serious decline. One in three beef species is almost on its way out. All around here, and there were so many people like us, basically farming for nature, that the Irish Wildlife Trust came out and designated all our farms as nature reserves. Another farm is a beef and dairy farm. And also there's a bit of healthy competition between us. So we're going to go over now to our barn, which is kind of a bat experiment shed. We're trying to build bat boxes that bats will live in and make things basically cheap ways for bats to live. I think planting hedges is a crucial thing. Hedges are nature's roadways, so that is really an important thing to do. And I think just whatever, letting the hedges actually grow rather than, you know, clipping the back to these perfect shapes. The studies coming out about bats at the moment show that the longer the hedge, the better it is for bats, the higher the hedge. So, thick hedges are obviously good for bird cover, but tall hedges are very important too. With our barn, we've tried to make fake stonework and fake rafters for them to live in, because this barn is concrete block and it just has tin roof on it. So it's not one of those beautiful old barns you see around the place. It's quite a modern shed. It's actually one thing that I'm doing this year is trying to grow ivy up all my buildings just to increase the biodiversity on a height. But come in and you'll have a look here. It's a modern shed with a tin roof. So it's actually not ideal for bats, but ideally they love old stone buildings and, you know, nice timbers and everything. So what we actually did was make fake joists, because we don't really have great joists here. And so we put two joists together with a bit of bituminous felt behind it, and we just stuck it up on the roof. We wanted to get bats to come in and to hibernate in here. So we thought we might be able to do the same for less than a tenner. And it worked. So it's two pieces of timber put together the size of your thumb apart, no more than 15 millimetres apart, and stuck up on the roof with a bit of bituminous felt behind it. And if you have a look, I think we had seven bats here the other night. I've come halfway down the lane to our farm, and we're just going to go in to the gate here, down through some grassland and down to have a look at the pond. The pond is in the middle of all the biomass willow, and we might get mugged by some horses and a donkey. We put in this pond 10 years ago. Every year we choose one animal and we go all out to bring it in on the farm. And we had no newts on our farm. And we thought we'd love to put in a pond for them. I suppose they look a little like lizards. They're very small animals. And we put in the pond and we waited. And still no newts. We got a lot more frogs. But eventually, after 4 years, we found our first newts living in an old welly beside the pond. So there was major excitement. And we discovered that they like living in old wellies. So it's like Imelda Marcos has come to visit our pond, because we have loads of old wellies thrown all around here for the newts to live in. They kind of squish in among the toes of them. There's butterflies and dragonflies, and just for ourselves, it's just been such an addition to the to the farm. It's just a really peaceful, beautiful place to go with a book, or the kids come and they have a little blow up boat and you just sit in it and row themselves around. It's just a wonderful place, just for all of us, not only for the wildlife. It's really important for farmers to make space for wildlife. It's very difficult when the pressures on farmers, the economic pressures, are it's so tough, and they're being forced to become more and more intensive, and it's very, very difficult. And farmers really need to be getting paid more through schemes like the GLAS scheme, to promote wildlife and also to conserve what they already have.